Forget the chastity key. Bad luck on chastity pets release day. You've been waiting weeks, months for today. Your chastity key holder promised you that today she'd allow you release. After all that teasing, after all the orgasms you've given her, she was going to take your cock out of that cage and let it get hard and allow you to nut off. Not a ruined orgasm, but a full, satisfying release. One of only four she's promised you this year. When you got home, though, she tells you it's not happening. Oh, my. Your chastity mistress is not pleased. She accused you of being sloppy, of not completing your chores. She holds up a pair of dirty stockings in one hand and a pair of dirty panties in the other and tells you that she went through the ones you hand-washed yesterday and these were in there, but still dirty. You can't believe it. You know you hand-washed everything that she had left out. Are you calling me a liar? She asks sternly. You bow your head. No, mistress. I didn't think so. Well, since you can't complete your chores, I'm adding another month to your chastity, so no cummies for you. But that's not the whole story. Your chastity mistress called me a few days later, and we laughed about the whole thing. Oh, you cleaned all her lingerie. Of course you did. You know you did. See, the thing is, she forgot the key. She was visiting a girlfriend on the release day, and she forgot the key there. She realized it on her way home, but remember those killer heels she was wearing? They were killing her feet, of course, and there was no way she was walking all the way back up to that apartment. She realized if she called a cab, she could get home before you, mess up that laundry, and add another month to your chastity. We chastity mistresses are quite evil at times, aren't we? This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.